This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really and truly appreciate it. And each and every weekend, there are literally thousands and thousands of people listening to Senior Care Live, everyone wanting to learn about the important information that we provide. And we constantly discuss several core categories, such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from home to a senior care community. If you do need to do that, how do you find the right senior care community for your exact needs? How to pay for the high cost of senior care? We constantly review many critical legal issues that would involve elder law and estate planning. We also discuss how to care for the caregiver. Very, very important subject. So if you're listening to the radio, you're streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being here today. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the fantastic services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can reach out at our toll-free number. Here it is. Write it down. 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. .com. All right. So right out of the gate, want to introduce you to my guest, and then she's going to introduce another guest. We have two great people here in studio today. Want to introduce you to Veronica Evans. She's the volunteer manager with Crossroads Hospice. And I'll tell you what, if you need hospice service, if you think you may want to look into that, you see this need coming, or you just want more information, reach out to Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. They cover the Kansas and Missouri side, north, south, east, and west, and other regions as well. But obviously, our focus is here in the KC metro area. 816-333-9200 or log on to crossroadshospice.com. And Veronica, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right. All right. And so we're going to talk about, look, Crossroads, you guys do so many just wonderful things. We talked about the gift of a day last time, and it's just fabulous. And oh, by the way, I love the whole hot air balloon. It was on Fox 4 that week, and it was just awesome. But today we're going to talk about another incredible program, and you call it the Gift of Gratitude Journal. So what is a Gift of Gratitude Journal? What is that?
The Gift of Gratitude Journal is a program where we have volunteers going out to visit with our patients or their families, and they collect stories of their life, their traditions, their hobbies, their interests, those stories that maybe families have never heard before, and we put those together in a book with photos for the families.
Okay, so it's a kind of an abbreviated or your life story in a journal with pictures, and talk about a heck of a keepsake, right?
It is, and it's those stories that maybe somebody hasn't shared, or you know, with us being hospice care, obviously the end result is end of life.
Sure,
and
sure.
10, 15, 20 years from now, a grandkid might be here and say, you know what was grandma like? And they can pull up the journal and say, here's grandma's stories from her own words.
See, and that's just such an incredible, that is a gift that is priceless, frankly. And I wish I would have done this with my own grandparents. I thought about interviewing them and just asking them about, you know, what was it like when you were a kid, and what were some of your struggles, and what were some of your triumphs, and I never did it, and that's one of my big regrets. I wish I would have sat down and done that with my own grandparents when they were healthy and had their full memory capacity and everything. So you're doing this, and you're creating a priceless gift.
Right. And with the journals, we have patients of all ages, 20s, 30s, 40s. I think our oldest one is somewhere in 102 maybe.
Uh-huh.
And so even for patients in their 20s and 30s and 40s, they can leave it for their children or their siblings, because it is for all ages. Everybody has a story to tell.
All right. So the first story that I think you were wanting to share with us was with a gentleman named Adolf, and I'll let you go ahead and introduce our second guest here today.
Wonderful. Well, Arnie Swift is one of our amazing volunteers. He is also an Army veteran, which he'll tell you about that himself.
Okay.
And he has completed, he interviewed his patient and completed the life journal, and it was amazing. Not only is Arnie a great listener, but he's such a great writer, and what an amazing gift to the family. So I'll have him share his experience.
Arnie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, so tell us about how it went with Adolf and your interactions, and just tell us all about that.
Well, the first time when I get information, I just get a quick briefing of what the people are like, uh-huh. and sometimes the information's correct, sometimes it wasn't. And in this case, it wasn't exactly accurate. But my first visit, we went into the facility where he was at and began to talk with him and share, and the whole conversation on that visit alone revolved around a barn that's down in southern Missouri, mm-hmm. that is round with a silo in the middle, and prairie chickens. We never got to any part of the war and that, and I honestly try to stay away from that stuff unless the person wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
I did two tours in Vietnam, so I understand those things. But as time began to progress, we began sharing different thoughts and different things. And one of the things I learned about the journal is that you really need to take the time to be able to get involved with that person. And that means giving up a lot of things just to be able to sit there, mm-hmm. and work with that person. And one of the stories he told me, and I found out later that his daughters didn't even know that, he talked about walking to school. It was a mile and a half from his house to the school, and he'd get up 4 o'clock, do all the chores on the farm, and then he would head off to school, and about the last quarter, half mile was railroad tracks. And he would go down the railroad tracks, and he says, you know, it's pretty tempting for a young boy to see all those wires with those glass insulators on there.
Mm.
And he says, I got pretty good at breaking them out. And he says, you know, it's really good to hit one and get one, but when you can get two with one stone, he says, you're doing something good.
Oh, boy.
But he said, I eventually got my butt kicked on that
one. Oh, yeah, you got in trouble for that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So isn't that interesting? So that would be a tremendous commitment of time, and you probably have to go back multiple times when you're talking to someone on these journals?
Oh, yes. I even went as far is my wife and I took a trip down to southern Missouri mm-hmm. to go visit this barn.
Okay.
It was originally built in 1901. Adolf's grandfather helped build it.
Yeah.
And so we were able to get pictures of it and go back and show Adolf. But it's, I'm finding...
What did he think about when he saw the pictures?
Oh.
I mean, that had to bring it all just flooding back.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He you know, he asked, did you go in it and all these other things? And so as I began to work with his family, they were gracious enough to give me his World War II... it would have been like a yearbook, except it was all World War II stuff mm-hmm. and stories in there
and
other things. And you begin to look at this man and understand that this guy led an incredible life. So, it takes time to get to know the people and work with them.
And what a blessing, one veteran to another. And if he's going to open up about some stories that he's never shared, it would probably be with another veteran.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we had my father up for Father's Day, and he's sitting right next to my wife, and he said, men don't go to war for their country. He said, that's important, and it's part of it. But men fight for for the man next to them, and you have their back. Mm-hmm. And then he started to break down a little bit. And my wife said, oh, my gosh, I've never seen my dad get emotional like that. So once in a while, they'll share a little glimpse of what's under the cover with you. And I imagine on these journals, these life journals, that you probably hear a lot of incredible stories.
Yes.
Absolutely. So reach out to Crossroads Hospice. This is just one program of many, and it's just a fantastic program. Veronica, it's called the Gift of Gratitude Journal, and this is just I see you've brought a couple of them today. Now we need a television. We need to be on TV so we can show some of these things, but they're beautifully done, hardback, and this is just a priceless piece of family history that can be in a family literally for generations.
Yes, they're made very well. All of our volunteers do have to complete a mandatory training. Mm-hmm. So they complete a training, go through the background checks prior to becoming a volunteer. And we do provide training for these journals. If volunteers know how to use a computer, then I feel like they can do a journal.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so we'll get into more information about that and how these things are constructed, and then we'll put together. We'll also talk about another patient story. But reach out to Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. Veronica Evans is a volunteer manager, but there are a lot of good folks there. Arnie is a fantastic volunteer. You have a lot of other good people there. So we're going to continue that discussion right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. In a long-term care insurance policy, the number of days at the beginning of the coverage where the policy does not pay is called A, deductible, B, an elimination period, C, a copay, or D, none of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. You could also log on to the website, seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone that's just right there on the front page, or you can click the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in, and you can stream it live to your phone, tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Sorry, I kind of read that a little bit quickly, so let me slow it down. In a long-term care insurance policy, the number of days at the beginning of coverage where the policy does not pay is called A, a deductible, B, an elimination period, C, a copay, or D, none of the above? And the answer is B, an elimination period. Veronica is throwing her arms up in victory. I've got it. So it's now look, I call it a copay. You've heard me say that before. I don't know who came up with an elimination period. What is that? This thing is a copay, but technically it is referred to as the elimination period. And it's usually see 30, 60, 90 days. You can see 120 days, 180 days, sometimes zero copay. But look, if you have a long-term care insurance policy and you don't know what I'm talking about, then let me break it to you. You don't fully understand your policy, okay? That's not an insult. You don't understand it, and you should understand it. So discuss your policy and all of the different pieces and parts that go into long-term care insurance. You should have an annual review or at least some sort of a periodic review with your insurance agent. If you're not getting that, maybe it's time to consider changing agents. So hopefully that is helpful. Back to my guest today, Veronica Evans and Arnie Swift. Veronica is the volunteer manager with Crossroads Hospice. Arnie is one of the volunteers. He just shared an awesome story. But today we're talking about the Gift of Gratitude Journal. And if you're interested in reaching out to Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200, 816-333-9200, or online at crossroadshospice.com. And Veronica, you have another story that you wanted to share about a gentleman named Don.
I do. We have this volunteer took me at a nursing home down in the Harrisonville area.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this gentleman and I didn't connect the pieces right away. And he looks at me and he says, you know, there's a book being published about my life.
About
and I'm like,
that.
Really? And I didn't connect the Gift of Gratitude Journal because he was so excited. He made it sound like it was this amazing book being published from New York.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, oh, it's the Gift of Gratitude, the Crossroads Journal. And he was telling the volunteer all about it and collecting his stories. And so I called his son right away and I said, I really need to get your pictures and finish this journal because your dad is ecstatic about the book.
Yep.
And so that book got completed and we ended up having the entire team, including his volunteers, deliver it. And he was
he just beaming?
Oh my gosh. Everyone by now has seen the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as he's going through the book, he goes, yep, that's about right. And he worked for Kroger's.
Okay.
And he talked about when he was in World War II, that the guys would come up and say, hey, when's Kroger sending you that fruitcake? We're all hungry. Because that was tradition for Kroger's to send them fruitcake.
Okay. So yeah, wartime. Okay.
Great.
I didn't know that. Well, did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
That's what he said.
But a fruitcake
it's
would
his
hold
story.
Up, right? With
That's
shipment
what he
and
said.
Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Because
you got all the dried fruit and everything in it. So a lot of people make fun of fruitcake. I think it's good, but I think it's pretty good. So, all right. Well, excellent, excellent. So who can be, do you need more volunteers with Crossroads?
We always need volunteers.
I imagine there's no cap. I mean, you could always use some extra help. So tell us about volunteers and how you train them and who they are. And I think we had talked off mic about you could be as young as 16 years old.
Yeah. For volunteers, we have it's so diverse, the group of volunteers, all ages, all experiences.
Yeah.
We have, for example, I have a husband and wife team right now.
Yeah.
They both completed training together. She's the social person. She's the interviewer. And he completes the journals from home. So it can even be a tag team like that. She doesn't like the computer part. She likes the interview part, and so they work on it together like that.
And I'm just thinking, you know, my daughter is 17, and she's going to be a senior in high school here in a couple of months, and she's preparing for college, and they're looking for your volunteer work that you do, and that's really important for a lot of these scholarships and that sort of thing. And you don't want to just volunteer doing anything. You want to volunteer doing something that's meaningful, it has purpose, it touches your heart. I can't think of a better way to volunteer than to volunteer with Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. You talk about doing something that it matters. It means something. Arnie, when you were working with your family, I mean, that had to be a priceless gift for them.
Yeah, it is, but it's also a priceless gift for the volunteer.
For you.
Because,
that's right.
You know, you go in anticipating that in some way you're going to bless them, and 9 times out of 10 you walk away being blessed.
You end up, you feel like you received the blessing rather than
exactly.
the people that you're working with. So you can be from 16 to retired, any background, if you're just interested in volunteering and helping people in a, such a meaningful way, reach out to Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. And Veronica, I know, I always say this, the clock goes so fast, I can't believe we're almost at the end of the second segment here. How can someone, do they just give you a call if they want to, if they say, hey, I'm interested in kind of checking that out and talking to you about being a volunteer?
Absolutely. We have group trainings. We have individual trainings. Our schedules are extremely flexible for volunteers. I have volunteers that work full time, so they need to train in the evenings.
Uh-huh.
If they're retired and want to train during the day, we do individual trainings. So yes, we are very flexible.
And on this gift of a gratitude, Arnie, you were able to work on that at home on your own computer in your own time and just pretty easy, pretty flexible.
Yes. And, what you find is it's a little more time consuming than you would imagine.
Yeah.
Trying to work and sort things out and try to guess which one is going to be the most effective and efficient for the person that's reading it.
Yep. And then you put it together. And Veronica, what if someone has Alzheimer's or dementia and they may have some memory lapses? I assume you can work with someone with cognitive impairment and maybe lean on their family a little bit for some of these stories?
Absolutely. They're loved by somebody. Yes, we can do their journal. The families need to be able to participate. They need to be able to share pictures. And absolutely, those books turn out wonderful as well.
And you know, a lot of times someone with Alzheimer's, they're very accurate 20 or 30 years ago, maybe not so much in recent history, but they can tell you a whole lot of stuff very accurately from years ago. So, all right. Well, today, in the first two segments here, we've been visiting with Veronica Evans and Arnie Swift with Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. That's Crossroads Hospice. They're on the Kansas side, Missouri side, north and south, east and west. They have the area covered. And they're just simply the best. 816-333-9200 or crossroadshospice.com. Veronica and Arnie, thanks so much for being here today. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great.
All right. We'll have a lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, or you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again, no worries at all. It's so easy to do, and lots of people do it every week. Go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. Just click on the podcast tab. You can't miss it. And right there, you're going to find every single previously aired episode. It'll show it by date, and it'll there's a little blurb on what we talked about on that particular program. You just click the little play button, and boom, you are in. It's so simple to do. And again, lots of people do that. So feel free to help yourself. And again, I just want to give another thanks to the good folks from Crossroads Hospice for being in today. Veronica Evans, she's the volunteer manager. We had a lot more that we could probably talk about. Maybe we'll have her back on another program. And then a volunteer, Arnie Swift. And, you know, he's a Vietnam veteran, 2 tours. He wrote his own book. And so he was the perfect volunteer to speak with this really nice man named Adolf and ask him his history. And I guess Arnie wrote a heck of a book for Adolf and his family. So, again, 816-333-9200 to reach out to Crossroads Hospice. And if you want to volunteer and do something meaningful, and I mean really seriously meaningful, it's a beautiful fit for a lot of people. Again, 816-333-9200. All right, let's move on to another core category today. How do you find a senior care community if you should need one? Okay. And so there are just too many people. I hear too many stories. And look, there are thousands and thousands of people every single month, just right here in our area, who are out looking at places. And they're either reactive and they have to find a place very quickly, or they're taking their time. They're a little ahead of it. They're being a little bit proactive, which is the much better way to go if you can. There are thousands of people doing this. So too many stories of people who are like, all right, I'm going to go find a place. And they just start driving. they get in their car and, well, I think I saw this place over here and I heard about this one over here and I drove past this one. And when it was being built, I think it's just about open. I'm just going to pop by. This is not a good approach, and it's not a good use of your time. You need to be a lot more organized than that. So I'm going to help you get organized before you spend your precious time going out and looking. I mean, all of us, we only have so many hours in a day. The average person going through this search and selection process will spend 50 to 100 hours going through this. Some people spend way, way more than that, right? Clients with Senior Care Consulting, my firm, my placement firm, they spend about 5 hours. So we save a lot of time. But if you're going to do this on your own, first of all, just to expect this to take a lot of time. But be organized so you can maximize your time. So what we do with Senior Care Consulting, we develop what's called a care profile. And I'll just let you know, and you can develop your own care profile. So first of all, you need to determine what level of care is needed and appropriate for your situation, for your loved one. So what is the right level of care? Well, Steve, what is the level of care? Well, do you need independent living? Do you need assisted living? Do you need residential care level of care? Do you need the home plus level of care? Do you need the long-term care, commonly known as a nursing home, right? The medical model, skilled nursing and rehab. What level do you need long-term acute care? What level of care is appropriate for your situation? So that's number one. Then number two, what type of care? So we define the level of care. Now, what type of care do I need? Do I just need general, everyday? I just need some help every day, your normal activities of daily living, some medical assistance on some things. So I would just call it just general care. Or do we have cognitive impairment involved? Do I need memory care? Well, what is memory care? Okay, we have to know all of this. So figure out if you need memory care. You may not need memory care now. Higher functioning early dementia or Alzheimer's. But as that person ages in place, will they need it later? Well, if they need memory care later and the place that you're looking at doesn't offer it, you'll have to move again. But potentially, you may not have to move, but a pretty good chance that you'll probably have to move to a place that that offers memory care. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab, that type of care? Do you need mental health care, that type of care? So that's what we're talking about. Number three, determine how will you pay for care. And we've talked about the costs, many, many times on this program. It's just sticker shock when I sit down and I start talking about these costs. But, independent living apartments in our area, you could be looking at, the low 2000s to about $4,000. That's right down the middle for an independent living apartment. An assisted living community in our area, we have a lot of new ones being built, and wow, they're super, super nice. And then all of the other existing assisted living facilities are trying to kind of keep up with that. So it's raising the bar, which is good, but it's also raising the cost. I used to say assisted living was $4,000 to $5,000 right down the middle. Now I say assisted living is $5,000 to $6,000 right down the middle. You could go a little bit less, you can definitely go more, but that's the cost of assisted living. Residential care is like assisted living light. So the residents there are a little more independent. They need a little less help, so you have less staffing. So that's a little less cost. Assisted Living Plus might be on the Home Plus side of things. That's a little bit more than your average assisted living. And then, of course, the long-term care communities. A semi-private room in our area is going to go for about $200 to about $230 a day. That means you have a roommate in a semi-private room. In a private room, you're looking at about $7,500 to about $9,500, maybe $10,000. That's right down the middle per month. Okay, so super expensive. How are you going to pay for the care? What happens if your loved one should outlive their assets? What happens if you run out of money? I shared a story last week, and I explained in vivid color, you know, what happens. And it's not good. You're going to be asked to leave if you outlive your money, if the place is not Medicaid certified. So way too many times I see people just running out and they grab the first place and 18 months, two years later, they're out of money and they're like, well, what do you mean we have to move? You mean we did all of this for, you know, and now we have to move and it's a surprise. Well, do your homework, save yourself and your loved one this giant headache and hassle of having to move. So get it right the first time. That's what our clients with Senior Care Consulting, they get it right the first time because we get this done properly and we walk them through all of this. So what are your location parameters? Well, we want it close to us, but we're willing to drive 30-minute radius or whatever your location parameters. Does it have to be on the Kansas side? Does it have to be in Missouri? Can we cross the state line? I worked with someone recently, a family, and they were from Missouri, and they said, we're not going to Kansas, so don't even think about it. And they started laughing. and I've had people in Kansas say, anywhere but Missouri. I'm not going to Missouri. And they're like dead serious about this. I've worked with lots of families up north, and they're like, anywhere but south of the river. We're staying north of the river. So a lot of times location is very, very important. So you have to know your location parameters. And then the last piece that you really need to know about and define before you even think about starting to look is, and then any personal preferences and needs. And so one example is mother has played piano for 60 years. It fills her up. It's just part of her DNA. It makes her soul happy. So it would be fantastic if they had this place would have a piano that mom would be welcome to play and be able to play. Pretty soon she'll be playing these beautiful songs and people will be gathering around and singing. It's really a beautiful thing. It's really important. So guess what? I'm a musician, so I totally get that. So in my opinion, that's not it'd be nice to have. That's a gotta have. We gotta have it. That's an important part. I had another client, that said, I worked with her and this was for her sister, and her sister was a strict vegan. This is back in 2004. I think it'd be a lot easier to find it today. Still difficult, but easier. Back then, we're talking the needle in the haystack. My sister is the most strict vegan that you could have. So that was very difficult finding a place that could accommodate one person out of over 100 residents and accommodate that specific and that strict of a dietary need. So put together your selection criteria, determine the right level of care, independent living, assisted living, nursing home, residential care, home plus, et cetera. Determine the right type of care, general care, memory care, skilled nursing, mental health care. Determine how you will pay for it. Okay, Medicare, Medicaid, private pay, long-term care insurance, VA aid and attendance, et cetera, et cetera. Determine your location parameters. So how far are you willing to drive for the best fit? And then determine any personal preferences and needs. And once you have that, and only when you have that, do you start looking. Okay, so in the second segment, in the next segment, which is the last segment of this program today, I'm going to then assume that you found a place, and I'm going to shift gears, and I'm going to talk to you about how to maximize care at any senior care facility that you may choose. So don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And you know what? I've been asked a few times, well, why don't you have like a local number, 913 or 816? People are always, maybe a little more comfortable calling a local number. Well, first of all, this is a local number, but I intentionally made it 1-800 because we're looking at the possibility of expanding the program to other cities and other states. And so I was looking down the road. And I just wanted to start off, you know, right out of the gate with an 800 number. So this is a local number. It calls Senior Care Live and KMBZ Talk 980 AM, Intercom station right here in Kansas City. This is our flagship station. So when you call the 800 number, you're calling Senior Care Live, and it is a Kansas City program. So I just wanted to pass that along to you. So don't be worried about that 800 number, and call at any time, 24 hours a day if you'd like. All right, so you have determined your selection criteria. So you know what you need. You've gone out and you found the place. You've invested 50 to 100 hours, and it wore you out, but you feel comfortable with the place that you've chosen. So then what do you do once you're there? Well, maximize your care and senior care facility. I'm just going to kind of just fly through this in the next 5 or 6 minutes. If you want your own copy from Senior Care Consulting on how to maximize care at a care community, give us a call and just say, hey, I want my copy of how to maximize care. 1-800-331-6445. Leave us your phone number and your email address. We can email it to you in electronic format, or we can drop you a hard copy in the mail. Obviously, we're going to need your name and your mailing address for that. But either way, just let us know, 1-800-331-6445, and tell them, I want a copy of how to maximize care at a senior care facility. Number one, participate in the care planning process. Now, this is most significant at the nursing home level, but guess what? You have a care plan at the assisted living and residential care levels as well. So this is a periodic meeting, interdisciplinary. So you have administration, you have therapy, nursing, social services, dietary, housekeeping. You've got the entire representatives from all of the different pieces and functions together, and you're talking very specifically about your loved one and their plan of care. And this is a great time to discuss that. Let them know, you know, what your loved one, you know, likes, dislikes, food preferences, faith preferences, if that's important to them. Just all of this, you're their representative. Speak for them, and don't miss one of these care plan meetings. Just don't miss them. This is the perfect opportunity. Unfortunately, a lot of people just don't pay attention to them and they don't participate. And that is an ideal time to speak up on behalf of your loved one. And through that effort, you will tend to maximize the care that's available wherever you are. Number two, get involved. Now, some of these seem a little bit basic, but they're not. And a lot of people don't do these things. So that's why I like to review them. Get involved. Visit your loved one frequently. There is literally no replacement for that, period. Be there, and be there often, and stop in at different times of day, because, you know, usually everything looks and feels a lot different on the weekend than it does during a weekday. or the evenings or overnights. So get used to all of it and participate in family council or family support group if that's available. Volunteer to help out with outings or special events or putting up decorations around the holidays. Just spend time with your loved one at the facility, and that will help you maximize your care. Number three, build relationships. This is critical. This one is absolutely critical. Build a personal relationship with the hands-on staff, the hands-on caregivers. Because guess what? Most people don't take the time to do this. And then guess what else happens? And human nature kicks in, and they know that you appreciate it, and you always compliment them when your mother looks so nice when you come in to visit, or dad's in such a good mood, and his hair's combed, and he just seems happy, and you're doing such a good job. Just sincere relationship, sincere recognition for a job well done. And then guess what happens? They're going to, just human nature, they're probably going to try a little bit harder with your loved one because they really appreciate the positive feedback. Unfortunately, most people don't get enough positive feedback. So by you doing this, you will be unusual in a very positive way. Number four, communicate with management. They cannot fix it if they don't know about it. Okay, so if there's an issue, take it to management and let them deal with it and correct the issue. And then also with that, I would also say, be patient and reasonable. There are a lot of people working here. And a lot of people are going to have to get up to speed. So they're going to try to get it right. It may take them a little while to get there. Help them get there as fast as possible by coaching them and talking to them and communicating with them, and help them do the best in when they're helping your loved ones. So, but have some patience and be reasonable. They may not do it just exactly like you did it, but they're going to do their best. And then guess what? If everything's just blowing up and there's a major issue and it's not being resolved to your satisfaction, or they're just kind of blowing it off. And look, I hear lots of these stories too. They're not taking me seriously, and this is a major issue. What should I do? Okay. Well, guess what? It is your right to file a complaint with the state of Kansas and Missouri. It's your right to do so. Now, don't call the state of Kansas or Missouri, okay, because they lost a sock on something pretty minor. They'll buy you another sock, or they usually will find your sock, okay? And I'm just kind of using that as an example, okay? But if it's a major issue, call the state, and then the state has to follow up, and they will get it resolved one way or the other. So in the state of Kansas, you would dial 1-800-842-0078. 1-800-842-0078. In the state of Missouri, here's the number that you would call for the state representatives. 1-800-392-0210. Again, that's in the state of Missouri, 1-800-392-0210. And sometimes the state has to get involved. Now, I would say we have it, Senior Care Consulting. We have a lot of people who say, you know what, we had to rush into this. It's just not a good fit. We need some help kind of backing up and really looking at all of our options. We may or may not move, but we need to know our options. So they consult with Senior Care Consulting, and we walk them through our placement process. And usually they end up moving to a place that's just a better fit because they haven't gone through all of the steps that I've just reviewed in the last two segments here. If you're interested in Senior Care Consulting and want to know about our placement services, whether you're looking for the first time or you want to move from an existing facility, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. And if you want your very own copy of how to maximize care in a senior care community, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445, and just simply request a copy, and we'll get that right to you. All right, I can't believe this hour is already up. So to everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into the program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.